last night in the Taraweeh Salat, the 8th Tara was recited. And in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those people. As we were discussing, the surah refers generally to the Majus, and fire worshippers, Satan worshippers. So Allah ta'ala said that if we had to send the angels also to these people, وَكَلَّمَهُمُ الْمَوْتَى, and even dead people had to speak to them. And everything in front of them, we had resurrected them. Then, مَا كَانُوا الْيُؤْمِنُوا, they will not accept Iman, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. But majority of them follow the path of jahalat and ignorance. So, and these people are generally the enemies of human beings. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ عَدُوًا شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنْسِ وَالْجِنِّ. We have made for every Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala some enemies. Some shayateen in the form of human beings, and some shayateen in the form of jinnat. So a person must be very, very careful of these people. And it shows that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam also had enemies. So there is no person in this world who won't have an enemy. We must not become enemies of others. But if somebody is our enemy, then we must, a person mustn't become too perturbed. This is something natural, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the system which he has got in the world. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَ غَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَبْتَغِي حَكَمًا. That besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people seeking any rulers, whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set in law, all the laws in the world, they are passing against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is kufr also, it's completely incorrect, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the most perfect way. So a person must follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even with regards to government rule, etc. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about democracy. وَإِنْ تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. If you have to follow majority of the people who are on the surface of the earth, they will turn you away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِ. They only follow the guman, their thoughts, and their conjectures, whatever comes in their minds. They decide to follow the day, they follow the year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is the most perfect system. The rule which Allah ta'ala has given, our Islamic system is a system of khilafat, where there will be one person ruling, but not according to what the people say, but according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the true system. Man will make up laws, there will always be laws in favor of man himself. For whichever group of people are making the laws, they are doing it for their own benefit. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the creator of man, Allah ta'ala knows exactly what the weaknesses of man, the strengths of man. So Allah ta'ala makes His system the most perfect. So when you will follow the Islamic system, there will be true justice in the whole world. There will be love, muhabbat, unity amongst people, safety from many evils. And when man rules, then many evils will come into society, as we are seeing in the whole world today. So anyhow, Allah ta'ala says this is the most perfect way, the system of khilafat which Allah ta'ala has made, and not the system of democracy where you follow the majority, because if following majority means that you are oppressing the minority, you are causing zulam and oppression to them. The law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is justice for every single person. So Allah ta'ala says you will go misguided if you will follow the majority. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when a person is eating whatever food he's eating, the meat he's eating. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what's wrong with you people? You are not prepared to take that you are. What Allah has made halal for you, what's wrong with you? Why are you not eating that food? That is permissible. A person must eat that there. But stay away from haram. Allah's name is not taken upon. Don't ever eat this food here. Because this year, Shaitan came to the people and he put doubts always in the hearts of people. So he told the people that which animal Allah ta'ala kills, the animals which die naturally, how come you don't eat that there? And the animals which you yourself kill, you cutting, you eat those animals. So it's supposed to be the other way around. وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَيُحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَاهِمْ لِيُجَادِلُوكُمْ. Shaitan comes and he puts this ilham and he thoughts in the hearts of people, and they must start fighting with the people, create doubts in the hearts of people. So all of this are completely absurd. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. If Allah's name is taken upon the animal, no problem, eat the thing. And if Allah's name is not taken upon that animal, the thing dies naturally. Isn't Allah ta'ala say it's not permissible to eat? So you follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not your own intellect. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَا. Stay away from outward gunas and sins, and inward gunas and sins, all kinds of sins. Generally, we only look at outwardly a person is committing sins, he's not performing salah, a person is not fasting, a person doesn't keep a beard. These are outward gunas and sins. It's also very important, a person must stay away from it. But the batini sins, the internal sins, for example, pride, love for name and fame, jealousy we've got for other people, hatred, all of these evil qualities, we generally don't regard them as sins. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, stay away from all kinds of sins. And those people who earn these sins, then there will be a recompense on the day of Qiyamah. Whatever the wrong they had done, Allah Ta'ala will recompense them for this year. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَمَنْ يُرِيدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ وَيَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to guide, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up his heart for Islam. And this we have heard many times from our Hazrat, that when the Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked Nabi sallallahu anhum, asked Nabi sallallahu anhum, asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are the signs that Islam now a person's heart is opened up for Islam? So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are three signs that a person will know now the nur of Islam is entered into his heart. And number one is, التجافي عن دار الغرور. He said, a person turns away, he is disinclined from this world of deception. And will inabatu ila dar al-khulud. And a person turns his heart towards the everlasting house of akhirat of the year after. His heart is inclined towards that day. So he turns away from this dunya. He's not deceived by this world. And he turns his heart towards the akhirat. And will isti'adadu lil-maut qabla nuzulihi. And he starts preparing for death before death comes to a person. Now you will know Islam has really entered your heart. When you've got this fikr and concern all the time, now you are true Muslim. Islam has entered the recesses of your heart. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions about on the day of Qiyamah, where the insan and jinnat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came, why didn't you follow the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam? They will say that, you know what, we testify today against ourselves. This worldly life, it deceived us. And now it's too late for a person. And how they took help from the shayateen, some of the evil people, the jinnah, they took help from the shaitan when they lived in a life of filth. And in today's time, when a person goes to this, for example, Sangomas and all of these people, they use a lot of shaitan to help and assist them. Or you could be fortune tellers also, when a person goes to them, they use shaitan to try and find out things of the unseen. And then they add a lot of lies towards it, and then they tell people. So these people on the day of Qiyamah will say, because we took help from the shayateen, today we are in this problem, the fire of Jahannam is for us. Allah Ta'ala protect and save us from this year. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about certain of the wrong practices of the mushrikeen. Funny things they used to do. This animal is only for men, this one is only for women, or it's haram for women. Funny, different customs. And these are all customs which people find is all generally is something against logic. It doesn't make sense at all. But just because everyone is doing it, especially at the time of Nikah, for example, people do customs. So stupid and foolish some of them are. The person actually thinks about it, he'll laugh at himself. But just because everyone is doing it, so a person starts falling into it. So we have to follow what is Wahy and Revelation. The most two solid foundations of our Quran Sharif and the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In there a person will be saved from all kinds of misguidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions again about food is mentioned in this surah, yeah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the things which we had made haram upon the Yahud, it was as a punishment for these people. But for the Muslims, Allah ta'ala has made certain things haram. This is only for the benefit of human beings. Allah ta'ala has made certain things haram. And if a person is forced, even when a person has got no food at all, even those things which are haram, Allah ta'ala makes it halal, it's permissible for a person. Don't exceed the bounds, just enough for a person to eat, so a person survives. But then Allah ta'ala makes even a swine, a person can eat it at that time, when there is no other food present at that moment. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions 10 usools and principles, which had come in all the kitabs of the past also. It came in the Quran Sharif. And these are the 10 usools and principles. When a person will follow it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that فَاتَّبِعُهُ وَاتَّقُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Follow this Quran Sharif, follow these laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will get Allah ta'ala special mercy will come upon a person. And ذَلِكُمْ وَسْوَاكُمْ هِي لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتْكُمْ هِي لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah gives you this command so that you will get the quality of taqwa within yourself. And what are the 10 commands? Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the first thing is that do not make any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawheed, tawannus ala tawheed, tawannus ala subhanahu wa ta'ala. This has come in all the past scriptures in the Quran Sharif. Thereafter, what great emphasis Allah ta'ala mentions, wa bil walidaini ihsana. Be kind and compassionate to a person's parents. All of these commands Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in a negative way. Don't do this, don't do this. But yeah, Allah ta'ala gives a positive way. Don't do this, but be kind to your parents. That means, our Hazrat says that there are three levels of a parent. One is zulam and oppression, that's something completely impossible. Adal, justice and fairness, Allah Ta'ala doesn't even say that. Here Allah says it's wajib, it's compulsory to make ihsan to your parents. It means, even if your parents do wrong to you, you still have to be good towards your parents. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ ihsana. Then the third thing Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ مِنْ imlaq. Do not kill your children out of poverty. Because we are the one who gives you rozi and we give them rozi and sustenance. Mawlana Ahmad Lahori rahmatullahi said there are two ways of killing one's children. One way of killing children is in the time of Jahiliyyah. People used to kill their children when the children were born because of fear of poverty. So this is a physical killing, but the benefit of this is that the child will immediately go to Jannah. You will get guna and sin, but the child will go to Jannah. He says, in today's time, you are killing our children through the fear of poverty when a person deprives his children of dini ta'alim, Islamic education. So spiritually, he is killing his children. And Allah Ta'ala says, we are the one who give you rozi, give them rozi and sustenance. So why are you killing them spiritually? And the person takes, for example, he sends his daughter to a university environment because he's frightened that when her husband, if he passes away one day, she must have somebody to look after. So out of fear of poverty. So in such wrong environment, where iman is at stake, iman is destroyed. So we send our children to such environments, wrong places. And today, unfortunately, even in the normal schools, boys and girls mixing, so much guna is taking place. If a person abstains from all kinds of these gunas and sins, he brings up his children in the right way. Till now, we haven't heard of anybody passing away, dying because of this year. Allah is the one who gives rozi and sustenance. And sometimes even better sustenance Allah Ta'ala gives to the people, who don't go through all of these systems of guna and sin and all wrong things. And other people who go through these systems, eventually they get rosy also, but is there any happiness in their life? The person has to look at that. The main thing is a person must fulfill his needs, must be happy in his life. So Allah Ta'ala says that do not kill your children. Number four, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الْفَوَحِشْ. Do not go close even to immorality. Outward immorality also and inward also. Outwardly we all know a person doesn't do wrong and haram. But even inside the heart, when a person is fantasizing and thinking of all wrong things, evil things, a person must abstain from this. And then, do not kill and murder anybody unless Allah Ta'ala has given permission to kill some people because they have done wrong. The next one, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ. Do not go close to the wealth of the yatim and the orphan person. Do not kill the money of other people, inheritance. Make sure you are very particular about that. And your business dealings, be very, very fair. وَأُوفُ الْكَيْلُ وَالْمِيزَانَ بِالْقِسْطِ. Be fair in your business dealings. وَإِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَعَدِلُوا وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَى. When you speak, be just, be fair. Even if it's a family member of yours, don't take his part because he is a family member of yours. But when your person speaks, he must be fair and just. وَبِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ أَوْفُوا. And all the pacts and promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfill them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given these commands. And the last one is, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوا. This is my path, straight path. Follow this path here. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِي. Do not follow all different paths, and then you will go turn away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as you had mentioned before this year also, this is referring to the usul and principles that a person must follow, the one path in Islam. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the ikhtilaf and the differences in my ummati is a mercy. So it does not refer to that. There are certain groups, for example, the Salafis who say that you must just follow Quran and Hadith, you mustn't follow different paths, you must make one mazhab, one path. So they say that you are following the four mazhab. So it's again this ayat of the Quran Sharif. So this ayat is referring to the usul or principles. They don't have the different principles. But where the differences amongst the different fuqaha, the different ulama, this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said is a mercy in my ummah. And it was found from the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So whichever ayat of the Quran Sharif come, so these people unfortunately they use it for this meaning here. That see, these people are breaking up deen. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيعًا. Those people who separate their deen and they fall into different groups. This is referring to the in principles. Example, the Muslims, and a person becomes a Shia, a person becomes a Qadiani, that's Allah Ta'ala is prohibiting us from. Not that if a person is a Hanafi, is a Shafi, is a Hanbali, is a Maliki, because in this year, Allah Ta'ala has made the system from the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, these differences remained, and this was the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are following that path, there's nothing wrong with it at all. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on the day of Qiyamah, Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha. Those people who bring forward a good action, then for him you will get 10 times more for each one. Minimum Allah will give him 10 times more reward. And a person who brings in evil, فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا, then he will only be recompensed that amount. This is the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will not multiply it. No zulam and oppression will be done upon them. You know, ulama say very beautiful. Mr. Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say that Allah ta'ala did not say مَنْ فَعَلَ الْحَسَنَ, a person who doesn't a good action, but مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَ, a person who brings forward a good action. That means on the day of Qiyamah, it's not just to do a good action, but we have to look after that action and present it on the day of Qiyamah. So for example, a person did a good action, but thereafter he caused harm to somebody else, he took away the right of somebody else. So on the day of Qiyamah, that action of his will be taken and given to somebody else, so he won't get that action. Similarly, a person who he has to bring that action on the day of Qiyamah. After doing an action, we have to look after that action. Or we can't have show pride, A person now, for name and fame, he goes and posts about it to other people, so he loses the action, so he won't get the reward. On the other hand, Allah says, whoever brings an evil, that means if a person has done an evil, But he makes tawbah after that day. He asks Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala will wipe it out from a person. It will not be in the book of deeds of that person. So he won't bring it on the day of Qiyamah forward. So this person will be, he won't be punished for that guna and sin. So once a person makes tawbah, Allah Ta'ala wipes out the deeds from his book of deeds. Thereafter Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions that what a person must actually say, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say that my salat and my ibadat and my living and my dying is only for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. لا شريك له. There is no partner to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. In this year I have been commanded and I am the first person to accept the commands of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So this is a quality we must try to bring, the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that everything of mine is only for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and nobody else but my own nafs, not other people, not the society, but I am the true servant of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Araf, in which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives da'wah now to the whole alam, all the different people of the world. Allah Ta'ala is giving da'wah towards them. In the past it was to different groups, but in this surah Allah Ta'ala is speaking and addressing the whole of mankind. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, this Quran Sharif is a great kitab which we have given to you. Follow this Quran and do not take anybody else as partners and friends besides Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So many people came in the past and they were completely destroyed while they were sitting relaxing, enjoying themselves, making qirullah in the night time. Allah Ta'ala's punishment came down upon them because they forgot the teachings of the Quran Sharif. Remember, on the day of Qiyamah, your actions will be weighed. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. If your wazan and your scales are heavy, you are successful. But a person whose scales are light, then these are the people who have destroyed themselves. So prepare for this. After Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the importance of wahi and revelation. That Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, when he came, Allah Ta'ala commanded Iblis to make sajda to him. He completely refused. And because of this, he was rejected. He did not obey the command of Allah Ta'ala. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, when Shaitan took a qasam and an oath at that time, I will try and destroy Adam alayhi salam and the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, I will come to them from all directions. وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. And you will find most of them, they won't have the quality of shukr within themselves. Now ulama say, we heard it from Hazrat, that if a person has the quality of shukr, inshallah he will be saved from all the evil traps of Shaitan. Where Shaitan wants to attack a person from the right, the left, the behind, in front, all the different ways. But by making shukr, a person inshallah will be saved from all the tricks of Shaitan. And thereafter Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions how Shaitan, he came to Adam alayhi salam, he put waswasa, and he told him, you'll become very close to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala if you will do this action, which Allah Ta'ala prohibited Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Adam alayhi salam made a mistake, but as soon as he made a mistake, and he made tawbah and asked Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala forgave him. In the surah, one speciality is, Allah Ta'ala addresses the children of Adam alayhi salam four times, Ya Bani Adam. Only in the surah, no other surah of the Quran. And in three of these, Allah Ta'ala mentions about clothing. The importance of clothing. قَدْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ لِبَاسًا. We have sent down the clothing to you people to cover your private parts as a means of beautification. Let not shaitan make you misguided. كَمَا أَخْرَجَ أَبُوَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. How he took out your parents from Jannah by removing their clothing so that they could see one another's private parts. This is the trap of shaitan. يَا بَنِي آدَمَ خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ. Take wear beautiful clothing in the kulli masjid. When you go to the masjid, wear Islamic clothing. Such clothing you are selling in front of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So wear such clothing which are presentable before Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So in three of the four ayahs, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about clothing. The person has to be very careful about his clothing. Shaitan wants, his object is to remove clothing from people, immorality to create amongst people. And whereas the Ambiya alayhi salam came, that we are human beings, we are not animals. So the honor and respect of man is in wearing clothing. So this, our clothing is a very important part of our deen also. A person must be covered correctly, covered properly. Islamic system, Islamic way of life, our way of life is haya and shame. And the kuffar system is of immorality. Today many people wear clothing also, but the clothing is see-through. Or they're wearing clothing, but the clothing is tight-fitting, it's on their body. A person can actually see, even if a person is in the house also, it's inappropriate for a Muslim woman, for example, to wear such kind of clothing. You have children who are seeing her, even though she says it's my mahram. But the clothing is so tight on her body that the parts of her body can be seen. This is completely against the Islamic tariqah and Islamic way. The Islamic way is of haya and shame. And we have to bring this in our children firstly, in ourselves, all of us, to bring this quality of shame within ourselves. And this will come affected by a person's clothing. The Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions that Allah Ta'ala has only made, He has not made haram things, the beautiful food, the wonderful food, and all of these things. Allah Ta'ala has kept it for His servants. Even beautiful clothing, no problem. But إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشِ. Allah has made haram immorality and guna and sin and oppression and all of these things. So a person must stay far away from that. Later on in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about three different groups. One is the people of Jannah, they will be successful. Then the people of Jahannam, unsuccessful. And there will be a group in the middle called A'raf. They were the believers, but they delayed in doing good actions. Some ulama say that the evil actions and the good actions will be equal. So they will be delayed also. Because they delayed in doing good actions, they will be delayed entry into Jannah also. It will take them some while before they will get into Jannah. And the people of Jannah will say, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا. All praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gave us guidance and saved us. He guided us towards Jannah. وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. We could not have got guidance had Allah ta'ala not guided us. Only because Allah gave us hidayat and guidance, we were saved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell them, تِلْكَ الْجَنَّةُ تِلْكُمُ الْجَنَّةُ أُرِثْتُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Because you are attributing it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so this Jannah which you will get now is because of the actions which you had done. The person must never attribute things to himself. It's only the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah will say, no, you did the action. But when a person says, I did the action, then Allah ta'ala tells him, you lie. You never did the action. It is I who gave you the tawfiq and ability. So we must never attribute anything to ourselves, everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then coming to the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about five anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in great detail. This was to give tasalli to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. They don't worry if people are causing harm to you. But look at the past anbiya alayhi salam, what sacrifices they made also. Secondly, to warn the people that see when anbiya alayhi salam came, they gave the message. The people who did not accept them, eventually they were destroyed. If you will not accept Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, you people also will be destroyed. In here also is a miracle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that how clearly Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam mentioned about the incidents of the past, the people of the past, that he explained exactly what had happened to them, whereas he was ummi and unlettered. So in here there was a miracle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and there are many other great lessons the ulama kiram have mentioned, why Allah ta'ala mentions these stories of the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and whatever he mentions here about the evil qualities which the people, the different people had in the different times, which inshallah tomorrow we will mention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.